Climate change is becoming increasingly an international concern as scientific data confirms the reality of global warming and its serious consequences if left unchecked. In his victory speech, the French president-elect Nicolas Sarkozy called on the United States to take the lead in fighting global warming. The head of the climate change section at the Institute for European Environmental Policy in Brussels is Jason Anderson. He explains the challenge to political leaders is to turn awareness into concrete political measures.
If we don't do anything, we really are facing something quite dire. But by the same token, there's quite a number of things that we can do which will avoid the worst of global warming. So in the case of Europe, the recent decision that was taken by the Council in March to agree to the Commission proposal that we cut 20% below our 1990 baseline by 2020 and 30% if part of an international agreement. That was based on scientific assessments which fed into this whole IPCC process. So it is actually in line with the aim of avoiding global warming above 2 degrees Celsius, which is what the European institutions have said they'd like to try avoiding. And in fact, it represents one of the lower ends of the stabilization levels that were considered by the IPCC report, although not as low as it might be. So in terms of what the IPCC report says for European policy, it's reinforcing the direction that Europe is taking, and hopefully will reinforce the political will that is still needed to turn those political commitments at a high level in Europe into real legislative action, which, of course, is really the test.